We're joined now by Dr. Ann Helen Peterson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you break a question down with 10 critical essays on famous and influential women the public felt perhaps was to this or that or the other. And are women by nature judged more harshly by the American people than men?
You know, I think that there's absolutely, like, there's only a certain number of ways that you can be an acceptable man in American society. But I think that the narrow way of being for a woman, I think it's more contradictory. So it's like, love yourself however you are, but actually you can only be looked a certain way. You know what I mean? So that contradiction means that it's a lot more confusing and difficult and defeating for a lot of women.
You mentioned some who are prominent, and that's a big part of your book. And let's start with Serena Williams. She's considered by some to be too strong. She won the Australian Open while she was 8 weeks pregnant. What about Serena? Is she a role model for many American women who may envy her strength in any number of ways?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the thing, if we can remember back to the late 90s and early 2000s, just how, you know, completely that she and her sister disrupted the world of tennis, which was this, you know, a very white, a very upper-class sport. And they not only, you know, actually fit, like, looked different, not in just their race, but also they dressed different. They wore, you know, they had braids and beads in their hair that people could kind of make coded statements about, like, oh, well, the beads in their hair are disruptive. Well, really what they're saying is they're disruptive. And for us to remember, like, how uncomfortable that made a lot of people. And also, you know, they just play a different, much, much more muscular style of tennis. And that freaked a lot of people out. Like, and Serena, too, I forgot this, that she went around challenging men to play against her. And that's, you know, super unruly.
I remember Billie Jean King beating Bobby Riggs in straight sets in Houston in September of 1973. That was huge.
Yeah, totally. And Serena, like, it's, you know, it's a lot of that energy, but then added, like, the racial component onto it makes it even more fraught.
No doubt. Now, Hillary Clinton, the 2016 election, you say had sexism written all over it. Is she viewed as too shrill by some?
Yeah, I think the word shrill, you know, I read a lot of stuff with vocal theorists and, you know, people who it's their jobs to study the way that voices work. And shrill is just a word that we use to talk about a woman speaking loudly in public. And by using turning shrill into a derogatory term, what we're really saying is you shouldn't speak in public. And so thinking through the ways that she has been labeled, you know, too much of something, you know, too bossy, too shrill, too powerful, all those things. A lot of it is just coming up with ways to say, I don't think a woman should have that much power.
Well, if she had said the same things about men that Donald Trump said about women in the Access Hollywood tape, my guess is that she would have not only not won the popular vote, she would have been just absolutely annihilated. Why do we have this double standard?
I mean, that's a question, right? Why do we have this double standard? I think that, you know, with power comes a lot of privilege, right? Like you decide how society is going to work, you know, and white men really are the people who dictate a lot of that stuff. And so they can get away with a lot more. We forgive them a lot more because it's the way things are. You know, that when you have something in place, it's a lot harder to change that structure than, mm-hmm. you know, putting a whole new structure in place. So, like, I think things will start to change as soon as we get a female president. Then we'll have a new conception of what power looks like. You know, in Europe and in the East, there's all sorts of female leaders. But you got to get one in order for that entire paradigm to shift. And so it's going to take a while. I thought we were at the start of it, but now, you know, we still need to elect the first one in order to get started with that.
Now, Melissa McCarthy, who's in your book, has seen great success due to her hilarious portrayal of Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live. But you note her rise to stardom, and it's something that includes much discussion about her size. She's a big lady, but,
yeah.
but is that something that perhaps a man would not be scrutinized as much for?
Yeah, you know, it's always the thing, like on TV, you get all these larger guys who have very skinny, beautiful wives. And especially if you're a male star, if you're funny, you can look like anything. Whereas Melissa McCarthy, you know, she's outrageously funny. Her movies are like, I love them. But she's incredibly unruly in these movies. Her characters, you know, a lot of them take what are normally considered male positions. So there's things like cops or CEOs. They're brash. They're, you know, overtly sexual. They're just, you know, they're very ballsy, which, you know, we use that word and what it means when we, especially you're talking about a woman, is that they act like a man. And I think that she is constantly, you know, dealing with questions about her weight and what it means and whether she's lost weight or, you know, like how she conceives of it, when really she just wants to be considered as a person. And she does a really good job in interviews of kind of changing the conversation away and being like, let's talk about these other things. And it's not because she's ashamed of it by any means. I think she just thinks there's more interesting things about her than whatever her size, her dress size is, which is very true.
Well, it's certainly a compelling book. Too Fat, Too Slutty, Too Loud, The Rise and Reign of the Unruly Woman from Dr. Anne Helen Peterson.